Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network on Tour. We are broadcasting live. We're about to wrap up day three of the Culinary Village at Charleston Wine and Food Festival. I'm Katie Mosman-Wadler, Executive Director of HRN, and I have the great pleasure of standing over the Springer Mountain Farms Campfire Confessional Station here with Eli Sussman, who is one of our radio hosts and a Brooklyn chef as well. Welcome, Eli.
Thank you very much, Katie.
And I'm about to hand it over to you, and we're going to have you have a chat with Chef Luca here and talk about some of this chicken that we've got going over the fire.
Great.
So, Chef, if you're ready, I'm going to hand you this hot microphone whenever you are done handling that hot chicken.
Chef, come on over here so we can chat a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right. Here you go, Chef. I'm going to let you guys take it away.
Thanks, Katie. Chef, thanks so much for taking a little time away from the fire to chat with us on Heritage Radio Network. So first off, what are you serving today? And what are you cooking over? Can you describe this really intense fire device that you've got going?
Sure. This is a Springer Farm chicken roulade stuffed with a house-made Italian sausage and ricotta salata. And then on top, we did a little bit of apple slaw. And then this is just a flat top on top of this grill that the Forge guy did for us.
The roulade looks beautiful. Can you talk a little bit about what goes inside? And also, are you cooking it live on the fire? Is it poached? How do you prepare that?
Well, the way we did it was we got the chicken thigh, and then we butterfly them. And then we rolled them with Swiss sausage, ricotta salad, and then we used some enzyme called meat glue, and then we glue back together, and then we vacuum sealed it and sous vide 149 for about 1.5 hours.
So there's a lot of modern techniques that you just mentioned there. There's meat glue, there's sous vide. You have a restaurant in Charlotte. Can you tell us a little bit about first what's the restaurant called, and also what kind of food do you serve there?
Well, the name of the restaurant is called Luca Modern Italian Kitchen. We are doing a Italian cuisine with a trick. So we do regional, good homemade all pasta. We have a good dishes, but as well I have a little bit of section of the menu where we do renovated Italian cuisine. So it's a little bit of both.
And you're from Naples?
Naples, Italy.
Naples, Italy. So you grew up there, and your grandmother had a strong influence on your life and on your cooking.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about your grandmother and some things that you grew up eating when you were a young kid in Italy.
Sure. My family, my grandmother started it with having her own butcher shop. So we started with that business. My grandmother, my aunt, my father, my cousins all have a butcher shop, and actually my brother still has a butcher shop. So that's always been...
Still in Naples, a butcher shop?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
So it's in the family.
And so how did you end up in the United States, and how did you end up in Charlotte?
So my last job, I used to be a executive chef of cruise liner. So I came off the boat about 17 years ago.
So for years you were on a cruise ship?
Correct. That was my last job.
Uh-huh.
And came in the United States. I used to be a recipe writer for Good Housekeeping magazine, Manhattan. And then I moved back to Long Island. Then I went back to Italy for a couple of years. And came in Charlotte about 14 years ago.
But how did you end up in Charlotte? What brought you from New York down to Charlotte?
Well, I love the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I know the people here are very friendly. I love the Four Seasons. And the economy is good. And I'm from south of Italy. So I was a redneck over there, I'm a redneck over here.
And so you've been in Charlotte for quite some time now. Your restaurant has been open there, and your wife is your partner, correct?
Correct.
And so what's that like, working with your wife every single day, being business partner? Who gets to really make all the decisions?
Well, the decision that we make is to take care of the customer first,
mm-hmm.
right? So whatever we have an issue, we take care of the customer. There's no who's wrong, who's right. No, we take care of the customer. And then when we go home, and then we fight.
So you fight in private, make sure that everyone's happy at the restaurant, and
correct.
Then you go home and fight in private.
And the thing as well, you know, she's the front of the house, I am the back of the house. So, you know, we work together.
So have you been to Charleston Food & Wine before? Is this your first year here? For those listening at home, it's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday here. The park is full. Everyone's been happy and drinking. Do you get to Charleston very much?
Yes, I do. This is my second Charleston Food at One Festival. Thank you to Springer Farm to be here and help all these chefs to come out and cook and have fun.
Yeah, it's a wonderful collaborative environment to get all the people together, all the chefs from all the wonderful cities in the South. How does the Charlotte cooking community really, you know, I'm sure you've been embraced, but what's it like to be cooking in Charlotte as someone who didn't grow up in the South?
Well, there is a good diversity. There is all local food. There is all local chefs. We all help each other. We all want to make sure that Charlotte rising all together. So it is not my glory, anybody, it's everybody's glory to make sure that we take Charlotte to the next level. That's why we're here representing Charlotte.
So let everyone know listening, if they're down in Charlotte, where can they find you? Where's your restaurant?
If you come down to Charlotte, come and see us on Elizabeth at Luca Modern Italian Kitchen.
Great.
And make sure you Google Piedmont Culinary Guild. That will help you as well find out who's doing local and what we're doing and who's the chefs, who's the restaurant.
Did you participate in any other events this weekend at Charleston Food and Wine? Have they been making you run around like a crazy man, or did you get any time to enjoy yourself?
Well, I did have some time to enjoy, but last year I had 2 events. This year I did 4 events.
Wow.
So back to back to back.
Are you done after this?
This is my last one.
Great. All right, Chef, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about what you're serving. Thank you so much to Springer Mountain Farms for having Heritage Radio Network here and joining us in the Campfire Confessional by the grill. We'll let you get back to it and serve your customers. Thanks, Chef, very much.
Thank you.
All right, we will be right back on the other side of the teepee after a short break. We've got our final episode of the weekend, HRN Happy Hour, and we will see you over there in a few minutes.